One, two, three, one. On a Saturday night, when it was really quite dark, I left my wife watching Strictly and took a walk through the park. Something strange caught my eye as I looked up to the sky. I saw a massive Monte Cristo cigar. It was like a classic UFO movie. It appeared to change shape as it came into land. I could hear my heart race when it finally touched down. Nobody else was around. All I could hear was a strange, unearthly sound. I gazed by my side, there standing 1 meter high, stood this alien being, the very first I had seen. I spoke to this being and said, "Have you come to save man?" She nervously laughed and told me her story and plan. She loves to watch the dancing on a Saturday night, be it on British, French, or American live TV. To her, both Strictly and Dancing with the Stars, they're much the same. Then she asked to dance a tango with me.
Really? Yes.
A tantalizing tango with me. For over 2,000 years, she's traveled through time and through space. She was a real Doctor Who. She came to visit our race. One day she stopped to refuel with solar power from the sun. That's when her love for ballroom dancing begun. Full dance. On the 15th of May in the year of 2004, Strictly Come Dancing was born. She's finally seen every show, traveling through time to see some amazing events. From L Street to Blackpool, her time is well spent. She said she loves to watch the dancing on a Saturday night, be it on British, French, or American live TV. To her, both Strictly and Dancing with the Stars, they're much the same. Then she asked to dance a tango with me.
Really? Yes.
A tantalizing tango with me. She then said, "Goodbye, darling, I gotta leave this small town." I was a little off course with my erratic touchdown. I'm leaving for Broadway to have some lessons in swing from Fred Astaire, the undisputed dance king. Then she vanished before she was caught in the rain. I guess you think this really sounds insane. I think I'm gonna have to wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.